Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Here's a lesson I'm learning the hard way right now. I'm running Facebook ads to my webinar, and I'm working with a Facebook ads consultant, and he was looking at my ads, and he said to me that you're overspending on ads that are not working. He said, you never want to see an ad where you spent $30, $40, $50 and there's not a single conversion. You want to turn those ads off quickly because the incremental cash that you're going to spend on those ads is better spent running other tests, is better spent trying other strategies and other tactics. Now, that's an important lesson for anyone running Facebook ads, but more broadly speaking, that's an important lesson for anyone doing anything in the realm of marketing and business development. We tend to get very emotionally attached to particular strategies and tactics. You know, in my case, I poured time into writing the copy for these ads. I selected the images. I became attached to certain campaigns. I wanted them to win because I thought they were good. And then when the market responded, and in some cases validated those notions, but in other cases invalidated those notions and resulted in no conversions or few conversions or expensive conversions, I had to then acknowledge that I was wrong, that this attempt did not work, the market has spoken, and turn off those ads. But I didn't, because deep down I held out hope that, you know what, maybe the market's wrong. Never something you want to hope for. Maybe they just haven't responded yet. Maybe I need to get this ad in front of a wider audience and it'll have better luck. But that's the sunk cost fallacy at play here. It really doesn't matter what I've done up until now. Once the market has responded with a resounding no, we don't want this, or no, this doesn't work, then I've got to go back to the drawing board and test and iterate. And I think you can apply this to pretty much anything. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, don't get too attached to a particular strategy, a particular tactic, at the expense of trying other things. So, for example, this is pretty common, I find, when you're trying to sell to a client or a lead. You've got somebody who maybe is interested, they've expressed interest, they want to work with you, they have the problem that you solved, they need your help, but they're dragging their feet. After a couple of conversations, suddenly they're a little bit slower to respond to you. They don't seem as interested or engaged as they were initially. And you're banging your head against the wall because you thought there was an opportunity here. You thought you saw something in this prospect, in this lead, and you're now wondering what the heck went wrong. And now you're pouring all of this time, but even more important than time quite often is emotional energy into this one particular deal. And there's nothing wrong with that, because you should be pouring some emotional energy into nurturing these prospects, but not at the expense of other opportunities. So if you find that you're spending a lot of time pursuing a few deals that are maybe starting to drag a little bit, where you could be spending that time focusing on other opportunities that would produce a higher return on that time and energy, then you've really got to be able to step back, look hard at the data, and ask yourself, am I wasting my time here? Is this the sunk cost fallacy playing tricks on me? Am I pursuing this deal because I feel like I've invested so much time in it up until now that that's blinding me from whether or not this is actually going to go through and whether my time is better spent pursuing other opportunities? When it comes to any kind of marketing strategy like LinkedIn video, for example, which is something that's very top of my mind and top of my clients' minds, that's a strategy that we pursue quite strongly. You know, don't worry about making the perfect video. I'll tell you right now, there's no such thing as a perfect video. And you only have to watch one of mine to realize how true that is. videos are always full of imperfections. Any piece of content is full of imperfections. This episode is full of imperfections. I've made many grammatical errors. I have probably stated things in ways that are very confusing and could be much more concise. And you know what? The wind is probably making the audio quality terrible. But the goal here is not perfection. I'm shipping this out the door because I think it's going to be helpful to you. And if I agonized over this one post and I re-recorded this one episode over and over again, and if you try to get your LinkedIn video perfect every single time, you're not going to get your ideas out the door. That incremental energy that you could spend refining the video, refining the article, refining the email would probably be much better spent if you use it towards the next thing, the next video, the next email, the next post. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Take a lesson from my experience running Facebook ads, and do not overinvest in strategies and tactics that are not working at the expense of pursuing new opportunities, new strategies, new tactics, which might generate better results.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.